Welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. I teach women how to take back their brain from anxious attachment patterns with love and compassion. It is my mission to help every anxiously attached woman understand their brain, stop the anxious cycle, and finally feel confident and secure in who they are so they can live the life they want. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Hello and welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amber Self. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about the wisdom we can extract from our anxious attachment triggers and how doing so will help us take our power back from our anxious attachment. We don't want to feel pain. We don't want to feel suffering, but we really don't want to feel it when we think it is pointless and it doesn't do anything for us. What if I told you that the learning and the awareness you take away from your anxious attachment triggers could really be more valuable than not having anxious attachment? Sounds crazy, right? Well, I had a mentor once say that no matter what pain she is going through, no matter what messy middle she is living through, no matter what heaviness she was carrying, she was not going to go through it without getting something out of it. She would make it valuable no matter what, because that is what she decided to do. There would be purpose in it. It made me think about my anxious attachment and how much I have learned and grown because of my anxious attachment. So often we talk about anxious attachment like it's a curse that has ruined all of our relationships. How it has ruined us or how broken we feel because we have anxious attachment. These thoughts are what my coach would call hard thoughts that create heaviness. How powerful could it be to turn this victim story into a victory story? How could it change our lives? How could it help make progress towards what we want in life? How could it help us finally feel loved? What if we saw our anxious attachment as a teacher, a guide? What if we saw our anxious attachment as the way we extract mental and emotional wisdom? What if we saw it as going to the gym to develop mental and emotional muscle resilience? What if it is what allows us the growth we need to become who we really want to be in this life and in our relationships? And what if it leads us to the relationship we have always wanted? I was like, wow, how powerful this could be to share with you guys. This mindset shift could be really powerful and transformational. For me, I was reflecting and thinking about this concept, this idea, this mindset shift. And I really realized I would not know what I know today about the human brain, about emotions, about my own brain and anxious attachment patterns, or the life coaching strategies I know today, if I did not have anxious attachment. It was my desire to understand and rewire my anxious attachment, my low self-esteem, my low self-confidence, and my strong desire to find true and real love that sent me on this healing journey. This healing journey gave me so much knowledge that has helped me in all the areas of my life. It's helped me heal generational wounds and patterns. It's helped me become a better parent, share this knowledge with my children, become a better partner and share this information with her. It has changed my life from the inside out. I knew all of this, but I still found myself getting mad about having anxious attachment, about still being triggered by small things. I found myself still hating on myself, my brain still having negative thoughts. My brain can still be mean to me. So when I heard my mentor say this, I was like, yes. This is what I have needed to finally decide to accept and appreciate my anxious attachment. Words I never thought would be in the same sentence. My anxious attachment has taught me so much, and until I heard my mentor say this, it hadn't clicked how thinking about this in a different way could elevate my self-esteem while alleviating the self-pity and guilt I still had inside. So I started to think this all over. I used to hate my anxious attachment, which is really hating a part of me, which is always perpetuating the cycle of suffering. I used to beat myself up for having these big emotional reactions that did not make sense. I would beat myself up for feeling needy, not enough, for being clingy, while pushing someone else to take responsibility for my feelings, creating so much pain and suffering because I didn't like myself. I didn't like who I was. I didn't believe that anyone could love me, and I believed the story that I was broken and would always be this way. I would dream and wish I had secure attachment. I would wish I was self-confident, wishing I was someone else. When I was never happy with who I was, I created more suffering and pain, and I developed a victim mindset, sometimes without knowing, just believing that life just is not working for me. I was always the victim of life and everything just happening to me. I had no control, is what I told myself. It's just what it was, and I was stuck in this life. Everything always happened to me. I could never win. I could never catch a break. These were the stories that my brain would tell me. I realized that in this mindset, I give all my power, my control, away. And I live life in a victim role, just a disempowering role. I believe I can't change anything in this mindset. This is just what life is, and I am stuck. This mindset and these beliefs created more negative feelings. Feelings of inadequacy, not being enough, and worst, helpless. Creating more pain and suffering, making everything heavier with no solution in sight. Making me feel like nothing good comes from having anxious attachment. Making anxious attachment be the root and cause of all my problems. And if it is the root and cause of all my problems and it is out of my control, there is nothing I can do and I am just stuck. Here's the thing. Even though this creates pain and suffering, our nervous system and our brain is used to this pain and suffering. It is used to these negative feelings. These feel so familiar. Our human brain likes predictability. It likes the pain and suffering it is used to. So these cycles are not perceived as a problem by our brain. That's why these continue. That is why breaking them or trying to change them feels harder than just staying in this cycle. Our brains do not want to feel new feelings or create change. Change is scarier to our brain and our mind and our nervous system than this familiar pain. So when I heard my mentor say that she makes all of her pain be wisdom and that she no longer allows herself to be the victim of her pain, that she doesn't allow herself to go through something without taking wisdom, without finding the gold, failure gold. When I heard her take accountability for all life happenings, learning something even through her pain. When I heard her say that she no longer allows herself to take the role as a victim in any story, that she only allows herself to find her victory story, to find her failure gold, and not her shame or guilt, I was like, huh? You can just do that? See, I'm just like all of you. My brain has its disbeliefs about concepts and mindset shifts. At first, it questions our ability to make the changes and grow. Then I remember I'm dedicated to always learning and growing. That is the only way to truly see what my mind and brain is capable of. But I knew when I heard that, this was important. I was like, you can just decide that no matter what you're going through, you will not comply with the victim mentality. You can just decide you will find the gold. You will find the nuggets of wisdom. And you can create the value and find wisdom in whatever is happening, no matter what it is. So it does not have to be pointless. It made me really think about my life and the situations I allowed myself to play the role of the victim and didn't abstract wisdom. I only abstracted pain, and it felt like life is unfair to me. I only took the pain and the pity and the this is not fair mentality. My life is not fair. No one else has this much pain, this much heartbreak. And if I was so special, as if I was so special in grief. But I have a human brain. I realize that when I am in pity and pain, my thoughts are heavier. I don't see as much light. I don't have as much belief. I stop myself from the breakthrough. As I reflected, I realized these are the stories that still show up often in my life. Life is not fair. I don't get what other people have, and I always get hurt. Life just keeps getting hard. When is it ever going to be easier? I am not meant for happiness and joy. I am never going to find love. Well, that definitely wasn't right about that one. No one else has been through so much pain, all of which is not true, right? These are just the stories that my brain has decided are my truth without my input. These are the automatic victim stories that impact how I show up in pain, how I show up in grief, how I show up in suffering, how I show up when things are not perfect, and these are the automatic thoughts that increase my time of suffering and stops me from finding relief. These thoughts determine the amount of growth I do or the growth I don't do, the lessons I learn or the lessons I don't learn and have to keep reliving. When I choose to believe these thoughts and allow them airtime in my brain, it reinforces that I don't have control and that there is no purpose or reason for what I'm going through. These hard thoughts keep me in the messy middle. They keep me small. They make me and my emotions feel heavy. When I have heavy emotions, I'm not as productive. My brain gets meaner and I don't see the joy in my life. I experience less joy. I experience more suffering. I realized with this mindset that I don't even let myself find the joy because I'm so afraid it is going to leave. So I will just not have it now, which means I never allow joy. What kind of life is that? I know it's not the life that I want. So now I am trying to learn how to extract value, wisdom, gold truth nuggets in the pain, in the suffering, in the heartbreak, in the grief, and in my anxious attachment triggers and reactions. What if they aren't pointless? What if I really can get value that changes my life? What if I can turn this mindset around and take back my control? What if I can learn what each of these things are teaching me? What value can I get from it? What wisdom can I gain from going through it? And deciding on purpose that it is going to have value. So now I get to practice poking holes into these automatic stories, turning these stories around. I get to be aware of the thoughts and beliefs that my brain is using to give me. And I don't have to fall prey to them and be the victim of my automatic thoughts my brain has given me for most of my life. I get to ask myself powerful questions and create new thoughts and beliefs on purpose. I don't have to suffer anymore. I don't have to have more pain than what's necessary. I don't have to play the role of the victim and spend so much time, so many hours or days feeling disempowered. I started asking myself powerful questions to think differently and start modeling this mindset. What if life doesn't have to be fair and you can still get what you desire? Your path just may look different. What if you do get hurt? You do suffer? And there is something to learn from it. What if the learning is not pointless? What can we take away from the pain and suffering? What is this pain trying to teach you? What strengths are you developing? What are you learning about yourself? What are you being challenged to do that may be out of your comfort zone and something so important and powerful for your future self? That's a big one for me. Oftentimes, I am being challenged to show self-respect, self-attunement, and self-alignment. Building that muscle has been hard for me, and I'm not going to stop lifting the weights. What happens when I'm no longer resentful or hateful towards my anxious attachment? What does this allow me to do, and who does this allow me to become? The wisdom that I learned from my anxious attachment has truly been invaluable. My anxious attachment has taught me so much about the little girl inside of me who needed to be seen, nurtured, loved, valued. It taught me that while the little girl inside of me didn't experience the love that she needed, that I can give it to her now. It taught me that I am whole. I am not broken. My anxious attachment taught me so much about my nervous system triggers. It taught me how to advocate for my needs, talk about what I need, and learn how to self-regulate. My anxious attachment has taught me what are my biggest fears. It literally is a blueprint for showing me how to create safety. Since my anxious attachment is so loud about my fears, it shows me what it needs. It needs safety before love, safety before connection. It needs to be seen, validated, and soothed. My anxious attachment taught me what was truly important to me in relationships, in being loved, being seen, and valued, and the most important, emotional intelligence. It has taught me the importance of self-accountability, self-responsibility, and self-attunement. And boy, has it taught me a lot about communication and transparency. Through the healing journey, my anxious attachment taught me how invaluable self-awareness truly is. Self-awareness allowed me so much personal growth in all areas of my life. Understanding how my thoughts impact my everyday life humbled me. Understanding how my thoughts impact my everyday emotional experience and the results I have in my life literally changed my life. Just understanding that not all thoughts are true, that not everything my brain is reporting to me about myself is fact, changed my life. My anxious attachment taught me the importance of self-regulation. It taught me that my brain is not always a reliable truth teller, which allowed me to believe there was more for me. Anxious attachment taught me how to love the adult version of myself. If I'm being really real, I didn't know how to love me. Before I found out about my anxious attachment, before I began to understand my brain wiring and my nervous system, I didn't know how to show myself love because I didn't really like myself. I couldn't see myself the way other people saw me, which resulted in me not being able to feel loved by my partners in relationships or friendships. I blocked out the love. My harsh inner critic was so loud, so mean, that I didn't have space to believe that I could be lovable or that someone could love me. When I learned how to love myself, my adult version of myself, it allowed me space for me to believe that other people could love me. My walls could come down, and I was able to believe people when they told me they loved me, when they told me that they thought I was attractive or smart. I could believe them. I didn't have to doubt them. Because I can now love myself, when I met my wife, I was ready to really accept her abundance of love, her romantic love, her loyalty. I finally felt worthy of her love because I finally loved myself. The greatest gift my anxious attachment gave me was my ability to learn how to love myself, which may turn into a whole new episode. I can just tell this is something I should talk more about. Think about what you can take away from your anxious attachment. What has it taught you about yourself? How can you learn to love yourself a little more right now? How can you stop feeling resentful, pity, shame, or guilt for having anxious attachment? What would it change if you could see it differently? How could the pain and suffering be less if you could lean into this mindset? I want to invite you to join my 3-month coaching program where I work with you on exactly what you need to stop your anxious attachment cycle so that you can have the relationship that you want. If you're interested, email me for your free 1-hour consultation and let's get this journey started. My email is amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. I also want to invite you to my podcast audience to join my free podcast community Facebook group for my anxious attachment solution, where I will be dropping lots of teachings this coming year. I wanted a place where we can build community and connect through the growth and healing journey together. So I can't wait to see you. Check the show note links so that you can find that group. If you have any questions for the podcast, or if you have topics that you'd like me to address on the podcast, feel free to email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com, subject podcast question, and I will add it in a Q&A episode. If you don't have my anxious attachment free calming guide yet, go to the show notes and get the link. Also in the show notes, you will find all the links you need to get in touch with me. You can also find me on Instagram at Anxious Attachment Solution. Before we close, I would really appreciate if you could subscribe and rate my podcast. I would also truly appreciate it if you could take a few seconds to write a review and let future listeners know what you have learned from this podcast and why they should listen. I really appreciate the time that you take to do this. It means a lot to me and the growth of this podcast.
Thank you for
joining. I hope you have a great
today.
Day and I will talk to you soon.
You are going to want my free guide on how to calm your anxious attachment. So head over to my Instagram, Taking Back Her Brain, and grab it. If this podcast resonated with you, I would really appreciate if you would rate and share it. If you have any questions or want to know more about how to work with me, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Can't wait to hear from you.